So if you're in a strange area and you're choosing a restaurant, what are the economic principles which govern which restaurant you should go to? How do you decide how to order something from the menu? How did American food ever get so bad? All the kind of practical questions, how to think about those conceptually from the point of view of an economist, including food policy, that's what the book is about.
As you just mentioned, the book focuses on how Americans eat. Why do Americans eat so badly today?
American food has gotten a lot better over the last 30 or so years, so you can see a lot of progress. But the average meal is still pretty gruesome. One problem is just how much we put children in charge. So we've let them make our food sweeter and softer, and parents take kids out to where the kids want to eat, which might be McDonald's. I much prefer the French attitude of the parents eat what they want, and they expect the children to elevate their taste to that level, and if they don't, that's their problem. Most of the world actually eats that way.
In general, you're a big proponent of immigrant food and eating at ethnic restaurants. One way you experience ethnic cuisine is by shopping exclusively at a large Chinese grocery store near your home for 1 month. Why did you do this?
It's called the Great Wall. It has a much better and cheaper selection of greens. Every time I went there, I found myself eating more greens. I didn't need to lecture myself about why it was good for me. I simply wanted to do it because it tasted good. They had a better selection of seafood. It just forced me to rethink my entire food life and start from scratch, so to speak. It was like being a food immigrant all over again. So I would recommend it for anyone who has this alternative.
You travel a great deal, and when you are in foreign countries, you use this as an opportunity to try new food. What food advice do you have for people when they are traveling?
Well, I consider many different parts of the world and give people advice on how to find good restaurants. A lot of the advice actually boils down to figuring out whom to ask and how to convince that person that you're serious about eating well. Because too often at first, people answer to try to please you, a foreigner, whom they view as strange and not understanding their food, and you need to communicate your credibility.
In the past, you have written about what you call the Great Stagnation, the idea that in advanced countries, economies have slowed down because new technological advancements haven't packed the same economic punch they once did. In your latest book, An Economist Gets Lunch, you call for a food revolution and say this could actually be one of the ways to address the Great Stagnation. What do you mean by this?
Well, in wealthier countries, if people's incomes aren't going up very much, one way they can increase their real income is to save some money on food and to eat better and cheaper food just by understanding better how food markets work. But keep in mind, in the developing world, there has been a great stagnation in crop yields. So the Green Revolution is mostly over, and since the early 90s, agricultural productivity has been going up at a much slower rate. So this means food for a lot of people is more expensive, and this is in many ways the number one problem in the world right now. It's not getting enough attention.
How can this be addressed? What are the solutions?
It depends, of course, on the country, but in general, we should be spending more on agricultural research and development. And just by starting to see this as a major problem, or maybe the biggest problem in the world today, that would be the first step. Right now, when you look at discourse about food, it's about local food, it's about being trendy, and that's missing the main issue, which is still a lot of people out there are hungry or suffering from malnutrition.
On a practical level, how can people eat the way you suggest in the book?
Well, again, people. It depends who you are and where you live and what's your income and what's your demographic. But a few ideas are just eat more in cheap ethnic restaurants, figure out the importance of ordering the right thing, shop more in ethnic supermarkets, overall eat less meat, I recommend, and just specialize in some very quick, very simple, very easy recipes where you can store the items in advance, and the decision to cook does not have to mean a decision to make another trip to the store, because then the chance that you will do it is much, much less. And all those things will help your health, your pocketbook, and your taste buds.